This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've got a 401k from work, make sure you know what's in it and what you're paying for it. More than 70 million workers and retirees have money in 401ks, and recently, International Paper Company settled a lawsuit for $30 million over the company's 401k plans. International Paper denied any wrongdoing. Jerry Schlichter is a lawyer in St. Louis, and he brought the lawsuit against International Paper on behalf of a group of workers and retirees. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This settlement with International Paper just took place. Why did you bring this lawsuit?
Well, Lizzie, I and my office only represent workers and individuals. We don't represent companies. And over the years, more and more people have expressed concerns about their retirement and having enough to retire on. There's risk that the employee or retiree undertakes. And people are concerned about understanding things like fees or what's going on in their 401k plan. I'll give you an example. My father was a civil servant. He worked for the federal government. And when he died, my mother inherited his pension. She no more would have been able to choose stocks than fly to the moon. And I'm not saying that disparagingly. I love my mother, who's now deceased. But she didn't have to worry about that. This new world we're in for the retirement system in America, covering 73 million people, the 401k model doesn't do that. It puts the employee or retiree in the risk position and with little information or ability to appreciate what the information means. So we saw more and more, we were getting more and more questions about that and began looking into the practices of some of the companies that have 401k plans. We spent over a year, almost 2 years, investigating plans and industry practices. And frankly, I came away convinced that there were some serious abuses going on by some companies. Now, certainly not all companies, but by some.
You've brought lawsuits against some of the biggest companies in the country, Boeing, Kraft, Cigna. Do you think they are mismanaging employees' retirement plans in good faith, or are they not doing the due diligence because they just want to funnel the management toward one specific company? Why is this going wrong, in your opinion?
There are two categories of problems that we've seen. One is what I'll call asleep at the switch, where because it's not the employer's money, maybe whoever runs the 401k plan for the employer meets every quarter on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and goes through the motions of looking at what the fees are, looking at what the investments are, but doesn't really have a stake in it because the employer doesn't benefit or get harmed by it. It doesn't have to make up the amount if there's a shortfall. And the other category is frank self-dealing, where some, and again, I'm not saying all, some employers have used their own employees' 401k plan assets to benefit themselves.
So if you have a 401k plan from your employer, what should you watch out for?
Well, it starts with looking at the statements you get either online or in the mail. Try to look at the expenses if you can determine that. Also, look at the comparison that most statements have to whatever the benchmark, whatever the measure is that's comparing investment performance. Look at that to see whether it's exceeded it or not, because if it hasn't, you're paying fees for people to research stocks, and if you're not beating the market because you're paying a lot more for that than if you had an index fund, then there's a problem if that's a repeated underperformance. And if you have questions, you've got a right to go to your employer, whoever the 401k representative is, and ask those questions of your employer. What are all the fees I'm paying? What is the benchmark used for comparing performance of the funds in the plan to other funds? And here's another question, especially for larger employers. Are you getting anything out of it? Are you using the same managers for your own corporate plans or the same banks as are running parts of the 401k plan? Because we've seen, for example, using a bank to in the 401k plan to keep track of the records of the balances and so on, with the employees paying for that, and every 401k plan has to have record keeping, but then the company using the same bank for loans.
Do you think this settlement will change the game a bit? Do you think we'll see more class action lawsuits against 401k plans?
The game is changing, Lizzie, already. Fees have come down substantially as a result of greater attention by employers to what their obligations are to their employees and as a result of this litigation. Going forward, I think that trend will continue. That's a good thing. That saved consumers actually hundreds of billions of dollars because there are over $5 trillion in 401k plans. And I believe that trend will continue as more and more companies become aware of the fact that this duty under the law to their employees is the highest duty under the law, and they've got to pay attention.
Attorney Jerry Schlichter is based in St. Louis. Jerry, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lizzie. Thank you.
We also reached out to International Paper. The company said, quote, "The case in question was filed 7 years ago, and we are pleased to be able to put this behind us. This settlement agreement is not an admission of liability on behalf of the company."